U.S. tariffs on Mexico, Canada to start Tuesday, Trump to set exact levels, Commerce Secretary. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said on March 2 that tariffs on Mexico and Canada will resume as planned on Tuesday, but that the president will establish their exact levels. President Donald Trump had previously promised to impose 25% tariffs on both countries on March 4 after previously pausing them during negotiations over security of their borders with the United States. While speaking with Fox News on Sunday, Lutnick said Canada and Mexico have done a reasonable job securing both borders and that Trump is deciding what the final tariff levels should be. He's sort of thinking about right now how exactly he wants to play with Mexico and Canada, and that is a fluid situation. There are going to be tariffs on Tuesday on Mexico and Canada. Exactly what they are, we're going to leave that for the president and his team to negotiate, he said. The president is also expected to raise tariffs on China from 10% to 20% on Tuesday, unless the country ends its supplying countries like Mexico with fentanyl precursors that get turned into the deadly drug and trafficked into America, Lutnick added. Trump confirmed that increase, including the 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, through a Truth Social post on February 27. We cannot allow this scourge to continue to harm the USA, and therefore, until it stops, or is seriously limited, the proposed tariffs scheduled to go into effect on March 4 will, indeed, go into effect, as scheduled, Trump wrote, partially in capital letters. China will likewise be charged an additional 10% tariff on that date. Canada and Mexico had previously secured a 30-day pause in the tariffs after the two countries' leaders agreed to bolster their border policies and help lower the flow of drugs and illegal immigrants into the United States. Lutnick addressed the month-long pause during the president's first cabinet meeting of his second term on February 26. The fentanyl-related things, if they're working hard on the border, at the end of that 30 days, they have to prove to the president that they've satisfied him in that regard, he said. Trump suggested that it would be difficult for Mexico and Canada to satisfy his conditions for removing the tariffs after the pause ends on Tuesday. During the 2025 National Association of Regional Utility Commissions Winter Energy Policy Conference in Washington last week, utility companies, grid operators, and energy developers expressed concern that tariffs on Canadian goods could increase costs for ratepayers and the oil refineries that provide large portions of gasoline and heating fuel throughout the Midwest. Canada supplies 60% of America's oil imports, 4 million barrels per day, making it the largest crude oil supplier to the United States, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. With "Drill, Baby, Drill" as one of his signature campaign slogans, Trump has vowed to increase the United States' gas and oil production and has taken a number of executive actions for that purpose since taking office in late January. The president has also said that increasing domestic energy production will be one of his administration's main strategies to tame inflation. Andrew Moran and John Haughey contributed to this report.